if in any situation, be it toward other people, largely depend on how you perceive them. And so when we talk about perception here, I'm not an English person. It was one of the things that I really did very poorly when I was in school. So I don't claim to, I'm glad I'm an English second language person. But I do know that perception is more than just sight, just looking at someone and say, oh, okay, good morning, James. It's different from perceiving this person. What we perceive with our every being. We talk about, think about our ability to see or know, become aware through our senses. Maybe our awareness, maybe through discernment, maybe through our understanding, not just with our ears, but with our hearts and minds. And so let me just see if we can rehearse a little bit of the story that led to this woman at the well and the woman with Jesus. You have to understand that maybe, and again, I'm not a biblical scholar to say, but I do know from my little knowledge that Israel was indeed a united kingdom under three different kings. Of course, I don't want to mention still Christ at the time, but I also want to mention someone that saw King Saul. I want to also mention David, and I also want to mention Solomon. These people, these kings, they had a united Israel. Because that's what they prayed for. When they were in exile in Egypt, they prayed that God would set them free and give them a place that they can call their home. And they would serve God. God promised them and said, I'm going to give you a place that will be filled with milk and honey. But there's one thing we need to do, we need to obey. Follow the rules that we have set. So I'm making a covenant with you. And so God gave, God blessed them, gave them that little land called Israel. Other three kings, life is good. It may not have been that good, but at least the kingdom was still united. They were enjoying themselves. There were no such thing as Samaria, Judah, Jerusalem. No, there was nothing like that. It was Israel. Until when Solomon died, maybe around 933, then Rehoboam took over, and this was Solomon's son. He took over. All of a sudden, something happens. Nation is divided. Samaria is separated from Judah, and it becomes Samaria. Jerusalem becomes an adversary to Samaria. And so if you were to look on the map, you will see that anyone from Jerusalem, you know, trying to go beyond Samaria, they would have to go around Samaria. That's how deep the enmity was. And so this lady was making plain based on her perception and understanding of history, of nation's history, that I have been brought up, that Samaritans and Jews have no connection. Why are you asking me for water? Can you imagine? Just give me a cup of water to drink. Just give me a cup of water to drink. The scripture is No, it's God took the Canaanites and 20 years.
gonna live so God can use me anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna live so God can use me anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna work so God can use me anywhere. Okay.